All right, everyone. So I guess this is the last session for today. And what I'm going to present now is about our project, Test Enough for Automated Appendix Updates. And before I delve into my presentation, does anyone actually have an answer to this or wants to attempt to answer the question here?
It depends.
It depends. Yeah, that's a great answer. And I think that's also, in a way, in the right direction. So a little bit about myself. So my name is Joseph Heiderup. I'm a member of technical staff at EndoLabs. It's a startup, but more now a scale-up based in Palo Alto in California. And before that, I'm still actually a PhD candidate at the Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands, so quite close by to Brussels here. And for the last, let's say, like 6, 7, 8 years of my life, I've been quite delved into working on supply chain security, but also developing techniques that are focused on trying to apply program analysis to, for example, package repositories, or trying to better understand what's going on within dependencies and dependency trees. And there's sort of like a little bit talk about what do I mean with automated dependency updates. I guess most of you already know what it is. So essentially, whenever there is a new release from Maven, RubyGems, or Cargo, or NPM, you would have a tool. I just listed a couple of them, which is Dependabot or Renovate or Depthview. So when there's a new release in your repository, usually a pull request is created, and then let's say it creates a branch out of your repository, tries to build it. If that goes fine, so it goes usually to the next stage, if you have that configured, to basically run the tests. And then if everything is fine, in this case, it's showed an X mark, but imagine if everything is fine, you will merge it. In some cases, if you know it's not a problem, you would merge it in any case. And I think for many of us, we have seen it usually shows something like this. It will update version 2.2 to 2.4. So that's like the essential thing that I'm focusing around, what I mean with automated dependency updates. And an interesting thing around automated dependency updates is that there's usually this promise that if you just run your tests, you are essentially able to catch any type of regression errors, any problems that might exist in your code. And me, as a researcher, that made me sort of a bit put questioning hat on, because I felt the tests that we are usually having in our projects, they're more focused on your project test suite, and maybe not so much on the third-party dependencies or third-party libraries that you use in your code. So that maybe sort of raise three questions. The first question that I asked was, do we even write tests against dependencies in the first place? And then the second question is, do project test suites even cover usages of dependencies in the source code? And the last one is, are even tests sufficient alone, just using tests to detect any bad updates that you might find in using these tools or doing automated dependency updates? And to study this, I looked into open source projects. At the first, the other question is, of course, should we even write tests for dependencies? Because if we like to reuse components from open source package repositories, why should we even write tests for that? Because it kind of gives us the ergonomics that we can just use anything, plug it in our code, and that's it. And this sort of started as an empirical study, and that's sort of what this talk is primarily centered around. So the first thing that I looked at into this study was to see what is the statement coverage of function calls to dependencies. And this is similar to considering, for example, covered lines of code, for example, like JCOCO as a tool. And then the other thing that we also focused in this study is, how effective are test suites in detecting updates with regression errors? So what we're doing here is that we are basically trying to find, either find or actually put regression errors in existing libraries, and then directly validate whether the project test suite can directly detect that or not. And that's also something called mutation testing analysis, and I think there was one talk about this earlier. And then the last thing around this study is that currently the sort of state of art is to focus on just using test suites, but could we use another way to find any problems or early detect issues that might exist in updating our dependency? The first question is like, how can we do some type of statement coverage or get an idea about what exactly are we using in third-party libraries? So we did this in two ways. The first thing was to essentially, so this was of course in Java, we extracted all call sites that we would find in projects, and if those call sites points to third-party libraries in bytecode, we consider that as a usage. And that's for transitive dependencies, because now you're not, let's say, like longer on your source code where you have the call to your direct dependencies, you would also need to go to the transitive ones, and here to sort of approximate that, so it's not an exact measurement, we essentially build static call graphs to kind of get an idea of what would be used in the dependency tree of our project. And then last, we did some instrumentation, so we essentially ran the tests of a project and executed what functions were invoked in the dependencies. And this will give, let's say, like some idea what exactly is being used or not used at all. So essentially, first we statically derive, like, you know, what are all the usages, and then by running the test,